To the PTZ Optics pre-show podcast. My name is John. I'm joined with Tess and Paul. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Can't complain.
Yeah. You guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Excited to be back in the studio, though. Almost a little bit too much family time sometimes on Thanksgiving.
I hear you there. We had an unconventional Thanksgiving in Disney. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. We actually had Thanksgiving out by a pool.
Wow.
With like tiki torches, and it was really cool.
Certainly the most unique Thanksgiving out of anyone here.
Yeah, probably.
Right? Is there like a favorite Thanksgiving food that you guys have?
Favorite Thanksgiving food?
It's never turkey. No one
stuffing,
ever says turkey.
Probably. I love the stuffing.
What about you, Paul?
I really like super fresh bread with butter.
That's classic.
Bread and butter.
That is truly classic, yeah. So, Tess, you went to Disney World this year, drove all the way from PA down to Disney World. So I have to ask, what was your favorite ride while you were there?
My favorite ride? Okay, probably Pirates of the Caribbean. That one's a classic.
It is a classic. The surprise drop
no,
in the middle.
My favorite ride is the big golf ball. The giant golf ball.
Epcot.
That's my favorite
what
ride,
is
actually.
That ride anymore?
I forget what it's called.
It's Space Mountain.
Is it?
I don't remember, though. It's been a long time for me.
I don't remember. I don't think it's Space Mountain. Space Mountain
is
like
World
a roller
of
coaster.
Tomorrow or something like that?
Yeah, it's something
oh,
like that.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? And it's supposed to be like depicting the future,
kind of? I love that
one.
It's special to me and Steve, my husband. So that's my favorite.
Oh, that's really
sweet. We always
ride
it together.
I love that. So today we're talking about two different devices here. We have our Super Joy and our PTG4. PTZ Optics device, but I thought we'd kind of catch up a little bit about Thanksgiving, learn a bit about your trip and everything you guys have kind of been up to since we've been on a little bit of a break here. I'm curious if you guys could invite anyone to your Thanksgiving dinner, alive or dead, who would it be?
Alive or dead, that opens up a lot of people.
Lil Peep.
Really?
Yeah, a musician.
Wow, yeah. Why?
He's just a super interesting character, and I never got to go to one of his shows, and I really was like, you know, that makes me sad. Or one of my grandparents that are passed.
Aww.
What jumps out to you, Paul?
You know, I think for Thanksgiving, it would be interesting to have like one of those explorers, not going to say Christopher Columbus, but like, you know, one of those guys who was on the first expeditions to America and explored it. Lewis and Clark,
one.
You know, people like that.
Yeah.
Those guys were really tough, the guys who first settled America. So probably somebody like that.
Yeah, I like went with a historical figure at first when I was thinking about this. But then I'm like, oh, what if like someone fictional like Godzilla, you know, you open it up to like, what would Godzilla want to eat at a Thanksgiving meal, you know? So since we're talking about a device like the Super Joy, what would you, if Super Joy was like a Thanksgiving food item at Thanksgiving, what would the Super Joy be? And my answer to this would be gravy. Right?
Oh.
It's like the side dish that can go with everything, go with any of our products, especially like our PTZ cameras. And it's essential, right? It's an essential tool to be able to like manipulate and move and pan, tilt, and zoom with our camera. So do you guys agree? Would it be gravy or maybe cranberry sauce, possibly?
It just makes things better. So I can see it being an accompanying sauce, absolutely.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Maybe like a little bechamel cheese sauce or something like
Never
that.
Never heard of bechamel cheese sauce.
So I want to ask in the same vein, now that we're kind of getting towards the holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, and all the great holidays coming up, what would you gift someone who's looking for like a controller for their PTZ cameras? Would you go with the Super Joy? Or would you maybe go for the G4? What and specifically, why would you choose one device over the other for someone looking this holiday season?
Do you want to take that one?
Well, it depends on how much you like them. You know, if they've been a really good, you know, to you that year, the Super Joy. And, you know, if you, again, but if you're going to do this, they're going to be a good friend.
Yeah.
And the PT Joy G4 is a workhorse. It's a great joystick. I guess the question I would ask them is, you know, do you have any analog cameras?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you only have network cameras, the PT Joy G4 is a great choice. It does support analog and network cameras, but it's either or, where the Super Joy can mix and match serial and IP in like instantaneously. Whereas perhaps we'll show this today, but the PT Joy G4, you just hold down the button for 3 seconds and it switches between serial and analog. So it depends on how old they're. If they've got a bunch of older serial PTZ cameras, then maybe the Super Joy tip them over the edge.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. So it's very dependent on, you know, who you're buying for, right? And how good they've been to you, you know, whether they deserve some coal or not.
And whether they're using NDI or not, too. You could go with the Super Joy if you have an NDI workflow. That would be the perfect gift for them.
Which is essential with the Super Joy versus the PT Joy G4, right?
Yeah, it's included on the Super Joy, not on the PT Joy.
Okay, that makes sense. So we have a fun game today here, guys. We're going to play a game of charades. And the way this works is it's our Super Joy charades, as we're using both the PT Joy and the Super Joy to be our director, right? So the director is going to mount the joystick and they're going to control the person who's doing the charade. So all of us don't know any of the prompts. We have some key cards here on the desk that Paul has, and you're going to draw and you're going to do your charades. The third person out, who's not the director, will be the guesser, and we each have 5 minutes as the person doing the charades. So Paul and Tess, who wants to go first?
I'll be the guesser first.
Oh, gosh. All right. Okay, fine.
Okay, Paul, I want you to... Do you want to be the guesser? So I'll be the director this time around.
Yeah, you'll be the
director. Okay, so I'm using the PT Joy G4 here in front of me. I'm going to be using the joystick. We can even do a demo as well with auto tracking, and I have a preset built in here for us as well. So, Paul, bring that bag up there. You can use the chair as a prop if you need it or stand otherwise, and we're going to see how good you are at charades.
And if you're just tuning in, this is the pre-show podcast to our live show, which is starting at 2 p.m. So hang tight with us as we have some fun before the live show.
All righty, let's get them all set up. I'm going to push into my preset here. All righty, Paul, how are you feeling before we get started?
I'm ready.
You confident?
He's ready. All He's right. confident.
Let's see this.
Okay, start acting out what you got. Lips are sealed? Secrets?
Okay, shaving?
Secret makeup?
Just shaving.
Oh, lipstick on. Makeup? Makeover?
Yes, nice. Oh. Okay.
Putting on makeup.
1 point for Paul. All right, let's draw another one here. So we have 5 minutes each in order to rack up as many points as possible. All right, it's been a minute on the clock now, just about.
Martin just bought a PT Joy G4 and 5 Move SEs for their church. Congratulations. They're using PoE with a Blackmagic ATEM Television Studio HD8.
Wow, it's a great setup there.
Great setup, yeah. Okay, let's see the next one, Paul.
What you got,
Paul? I'm
pretty
good at guessing.
What you got for us?
Making tea, making coffee, growing a plant, watering a plant.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
That's
nice
that job. Was one Michael had before.
All right. So I went back to my preset here. Maybe this time, if you're going to be moving a lot, we can try auto tracking this time, and I'll try to track you
going. Let's try auto tracking. Are we streaming over NDI? We are using NDI today.
All right, Paul, what
Most
you got
Most certainly.
For us?
Flying a kite.
Wow! Yes. That was so fast. You saw my hands weren't even on the board at all. Wasn't touching the PT Joy G4 at all. And one click of a button.
People are guessing in the chat. Next time
disable.
I'm going to let the chat guess.
And then back to our preset one here.
All right. Ready?
Yeah. Ready?
Here we go.
Playing volleyball?
Boom!
Wow. So quick. We're going to eliminate these so
all right,
fast.
All right. I'll chill. We need to have like a family game night and play charades.
Well, he's clearly very good at it.
Have you ever done a family game night, Paul?
Okay, I'll bring
the book. Okay, let's see.
All right, starting tracking.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready. TikTok dance? Hopscotch?
Yes.
Wow, that was great.
Hopscotch. Can you get a tighter shot? At NAB, they said the Move 4K was going to get a firmware upgrade.
Coming before the end of the year.
Coming before the end of the year, John. The word is true.
You have just about a minute and a half left, Paul. All right.
Okay.
Tracking again.
All right, here we go.
Tennis?
Ping pong.
Boom.
Yes. Let's go.
You're not even supposed to be
guessing. Oh, I'm not supposed to be guessing. Oh,
actually,
man.
Actually, why don't we have it? So, because we're kind of competing.
Because I'm supposed to be controlling and then competing. Yeah.
Okay. We can compete together.
Well, it might just be you doing charades because he might knock out half of the ones here.
I don't know if I'm going to be good at acting out them.
Give me a close-up for this one.
Oh, we'll get real close for this one. I'm going to preset one here. Keep pushing in.
All right, ready? Oh, okay.
Playing the saxophone. Too easy.
Too easy, yeah. I should have made Ashley make them harder than this. Yeah, you're just about out of time there.
We don't want to redo them. Okay. So should I go next?
Yes, let's have you go next. It might just end
now,
with you.
One thing I want to do, though, is what camera are you controlling with your joystick?
I am controlling camera number 4.
And that the IP address of that is?
It ends in 63.
63. All right. I want to make a quick change. And Mike, you can feel free to share my screen if you want. I want to make a quick change because I don't like how when you start auto-tracking, the auto-tracking button comes up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in here and I'm going to open up the menu. There's a way to turn off the auto-tracking like the
menu name,
the menu
yeah.
that comes up mm-hmm. to let you know. I believe it's in setup and other. This is a little known feature. When you start auto tracking, most people do not want to display info.
Yeah, they want it to be a secret that they're auto tracking.
So boom. Good. Now go ahead and now let's go back and now let's let him turn auto tracking on again, and then it should that screen shouldn't come up.
Alrighty, we're gonna go back to my camera here. Preset 1 and then try auto tracking.
Boom.
Boom. Reset to position and auto tracking is enabled.
All right.
All right, Mrs. Protesto.
So who's guessing?
You will be the controller this time.
So I have to sit there and control it?
Yes, if you want to sit here or if you want to connect with That's the fine. Super Joy.
Oh, I could. I can control it with the Super Joy. That's a good point.
Alrighty, so
I think I've already got I've already got control of the Super Joy.
Okay. Two different joystick controllers can't control on the same camera. And we're going to have a switch over to Paul controlling and being our director. And I will be the guesser this time. And I think you got a total of 7, I believe, Paul. So, Tess, you got to beat 7.
7, okay.
And there's 20 questions. I didn't think we'd be this good at this.
All right, I'm ready.
I am ready. Shower, taking a shower. So easy.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
All right.
All right, you're on the clock. Just reading a book. Oh my gosh. All right. So the next one, try adding something to it, you know, adding like some additional step to make it a little harder for us.
Oh, this one's kind of hard.
Yeah. I didn't know any of these. I gave it to our social media manager. Okay. Put on a backpack or a helmet, riding a horse. Going on a ride, riding a spaceship. You're on a roller coaster, riding a roller coaster. Okay.
That would be putting on the
Nice. I was like, is it a helmet? Is it a backpack? What exactly is happening there? I couldn't tell. All right, let's see what else you got. Okay, a pyramid. You're building a pyramid. You're building a house of cards. You're building Legos. You're building a house. Okay, she's stepping up. You're decorating a Christmas tree. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Let's go.
That was tricky. The chair did come in handy.
It did. The star got it for me. I saw you going up to the tippy top. I knew it had to be a Christmas tree. All right, you ready, Tess? Just cleaning, wiping a table, cleaning the countertops, cleaning your car, car wash. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I think that's four now you've knocked out. Four, five, maybe.
This one's
too easy.
Okay.
All right. You have 50 seconds on the clock. Basketball. Shooting a hoop, dribble and swish, three-pointer, fadeaway, shooting a basketball, throwing a basketball, shooting your shot, a two-pointer, what? What is it?
Oh, oh.
A basket bomb? Shooting, dropping a bomb, hitting a bomb. What? Yeah, I don't know. All right, that is the timer. Oh, it was Kobe. Oh my gosh. Kobe. Oh man, I would have never thought of that. All right, so there's some left. The rest you put in your pocket there?
Yeah, I got all the ones.
All the ones you use. All righty.
Really weird sock muffins.
You will be the guesser now, Paul, or unless you want to control the joystick, and then if not, Tess, you'll be our director if you want to be the director. Okay.
Okay.
What did you press?
I think I'm disconnected. One second.
Plug that back in.
Okay.
Plug it in. Plug it in.
So we got some left here.
All right.
Okay. How are we feeling?
Feeling good in the hood.
You want to get John in there? There you go. And then the auto track button should just be the top thing if you want it.
Okay.
Test that track out. Make sure that we got you tracking. Do you think you could use tracking in this one?
Oh, I definitely could.
Okay. Let's go.
Walking the dog.
Yeah.
Tracking's nice because then it's just, you know, you don't have to do too much.
You got the right idea there.
Bowling.
Got to add something to those easy ones.
Yeah, I should add another one to it.
Oh, yoga. Gardening. What is he doing? I don't know. I do not know what you are doing.
If you're just tuning in, we are in the pre-show podcast.
Riding a bike, mowing the lawn.
We're having
planting
some fun
grass,
with the
planting seeds,
auto-tracking cameras, the Move 4K. And we will start
sewing,
the show at 2
riding
p.m.
a bike, sewing, mining for something. This has got to be something easier than this. Oh my gosh. I can't tell. Tess, do you have any idea?
Is it voting?
Voting. Why? What are you picking? What, looking at the times?
Playing for something?
Chess.
Playing chess? Chess. Yes. Oh, chess. My God.
I'm wow, Michael. Chess. Good job. That was Mike.
Wow.
Okay.
Director flop there.
Okay. Painting, drawing.
Painting.
Okay. Two more. Making a pizza. Yes.
All right, last one.
Playing a flute. Clarinet. Snake charmer.
Snake charmer. Trombone.
Oh, good one. Trumpet. Okay, yeah, trumpet. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's kind of hard to tell what invisible instrument you're playing.
Okay, thank you guys.
All right. Cool. And it's almost time for the show. One of the new features we were showing off that is exciting to me is the PT Joy G4 now has a custom button, which was exclusively available on the Super Joy at one point. So the PT Joy G4, that top button on the joystick, when you click it, can do whatever you want. You can customize it. We had it set up to do auto tracking. But it could do anything. It could start recording in vMix. It could turn on your lights on your production. There's a lot that button can do. And, you know, one of my favorite commands for that button is snap focus. So essentially, there's a command that just automatically quickly focuses the camera. So if you ever focus changes, you can just snap focus with that button.
I could use that during my director.
Yeah, you were losing focus too much.
I lost focus at one point.
So yeah, and then actually I was controlling the camera from the Super Joy. You were controlling the camera from the PT Joy G4 over there. Both of these joysticks are just powered over the network, so we just have one Ethernet cable going to each. And the other feature that the PT Joy, now the PT Joy and the Super Joy both got a bunch of new features we're going to talk about today, but The PT Joy G4 is actually the big winner, I think, because it got a lot of new features with custom buttons. And one of them is a super preset. So if we have a second, Mike, can I tease that? Can we show my super presets? A super preset is basically the ability to click one button. Although you can even sort of see me. When I click this one button right here, I can have four cameras change at the same time.
Wow.
And that's a pretty big deal because if you're doing like scene switches, for example, you can see some of these cameras are set to move really quickly. And others are slowly, but that's a super preset. So we'll talk more about that coming forward. But the PT Joy G4 can now do that. Wow. So one really nice way for houses of worship, for example, I think one of our viewers, I think it was Christopher, who has 5 Move SEs and a PT Joy G4.
Let me see.
What he could do if he's got 5 cameras is he can just click the one button on the top of the joystick and have all of his cameras kind of go back to a normal situation. So if you're in a church, sometimes every Sunday the cameras get moved around and you don't really know where the volunteers left them, so you just have one button, everything gets set back to like known positions.
Wow, that's great.
We already have some questions coming in.
Oh, we can answer
we can
them.
Take some questions during the pre-show.
Sure, we
here
got 5 minutes.
Can the auto tracking Snapchat thumbnails so you can select who to track?
Well, the PTZ Optics cameras can snap thumbnails. So what that means is you can take a snapshot off the camera. And there's an API for that. So you can use the joystick to click and start recording a video or take a picture from a snapshot perspective. Now, from an auto-tracking feature, the PTZ Optics Move 4K and Move SE feature Presenter Lock. And the way Presenter Lock works, and I think we could potentially show this off quickly, is that you start auto-tracking a person, and you can actually use the remote control to choose the person you want to auto-track. And then you just click OK. So yes, you can switch between people.
Excellent. Lewis wants to know, can you use the Super Joy to control a gimbal with a middle things APCR? I'm not sure what that is.
If it supports VSCO over IP, then yes. If it, so the SuperJoy supports a variety of pan tilt zoom control protocols, and that's why these joysticks do support a lot, like almost pretty much any PTZ camera, including Panasonic now with this firmware update. But regarding this specific middle things APC-R, if it supports Sony VSCO, if it supports Panasonic, if it supports ONVIF, if it supports some of the other protocols, Pelco, that we support those protocols, then yes, it will work, at least in a limited fashion. So it depends on the protocol for PTZ control.
Saul TV says, question, can you use the Super Control without a computer after setting it up to control the PTZ cameras and use the HDMI to move the cameras where you want?
Okay. There's a lot going on there. One is the SuperJoy has an HDMI output. So the HDMI output can be plugged into a monitor so you can see the camera that you're currently controlling. Can you use the SuperControl without a computer after setting it up to control the PTZ cameras? Yes. So the SuperJoy in that way can be no computer, just plug this into your network, plug the HDMI into a monitor, and then you do not need a computer. You can set everything up from the joystick. Now, it is nice to set up the joystick with a computer because the joystick has an IP address and you can log into it and really customize it with the keyboard and mouse is a nice way to do it. But once it's all set up, you do not need a computer to control your cameras and view them with the SuperJoy. That's a big difference with the PTJoy G4, which controls the cameras great but has no video output. So you kind of need a computer or some other way to see the cameras.
Okay, that catches us up with questions.
Cool. Well, I think it's about time to start the show, guys.
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes. Just want to remind you guys to like, subscribe, hit that bell if you want to get notified every time we're going to go live. And we will see you guys very soon for our full show.
Yeah, if we have a second, just don't forget that we are giving away a SuperJoy today.
Yes, we are.
In
yes.
just 21 days, the Stream Geek Summit is happening where we're giving away $5,000 worth of production gear, a Magewell Director Mini, an Epiphan Pearl Mini, and a PTZ Optic Studio Pro. So
yeah.
Check that out. We're going to give you the links to all of that, but search for the Stream Geek Summit and register for that to win some awesome gear December 20th.
I just put the links in the YouTube chat for you guys.
Nice.
All right. We'll see you in just a moment here for the live show.
See you soon.